Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're trying to get our guest. I'm being told, by the way, Jason, that he should pick up shortly, whatever that means. But if you left him a number to call, I'm just going to go ahead. Is that what you did? Okay. Then I'm just going to move ahead. And hopefully we'll be joined by Chris Ager from Guns.com. But for the moment, you remember that pivotal scene in Apocalypse Now when Robert Duvall is there shirtless and he's out there. He wants to go surf. He's being his most Robert Duvall-ness he's possible of. And he says, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. That gasoline smell. And because it smells like victory. So today I've decided, I love that, the actions of Joe Manchin in the morning. Because that feels like victory. If you survey the charred ruins of the progressive hopes and dreams, you will need to have a heart of stone, not to burst into hysterical laughter at their pain. Because they were so close. So very close. And their heart's desire was ripped from them by a senator from a sane state who had zero desire to commit ritual political suicide to please the brother curious likes of Ilhan Omar. Cue the gif of a team of Joes carrying a coffin to that catchy EDM song. Savor the look of it. Taste their pain. Biden is broken. Schumer is humiliated. The moderate House Dems who Mistress Pelosi commanded to vote for this abortion are doomed in 2022. And somewhere, the murder turtle is smiling. And it's all absolutely perfect. And the best part is, while we patriots are full of Christmas cheer, this humiliating debacle is going to make this the Democrats' worst Kwanzaa ever. And they really got mad at Manchin. And listen, this guy's no conservative. They called him a liar because he did exactly what he said he would do for 6 months. I mean, I'm just going, duh. Only Democrats could consider someone else dishonest for refusing to conform to their pipe dream. And the fact is that the Democrats, starting with President Asterisk, thought that Manchin would cave in if they just sent enough goons to shout slogans at his houseboat. But Manchin is no punk. And the problem here is that these weasels are so used to pseudo-men who've never been in a fistfight that they think the whole world is full of low-T wusses who will fold the second some non-binary mutant starts literally shaking. In the wake of this circus, you had a bunch of Hollywood liberals raging for the machine in puny frustration. Bette Midler, who should stick to singing, the quintessential Democrat constituent, an aging lonely woman, filled with bile because no man wants her, had this to say about West Virginians. On Twitter, no less. What hashtag Joe Manchin, who represents a population smaller than Brooklyn, has done to the rest of America, who wants to move forward, not backward, like his state is horrible. He sold us out. He wants us all to be just like his state, West Virginia, poor, illiterate, and strung out. Well, the resulting pushback on Twitter from the hillbillies broke Bette Midler. And what does that say about you, Bette? what it says is you should stick to singing. And then there's Henry Winkler, usually, you know, the Fonz, usually an affable presence. He suggested that the Lincoln Project should make a commercial letting West Virginia see what they would have gotten from Build Back Better, but their Joe said no. This means the Fonz is completely unfamiliar with the Mountain State. There, our Appalachian brothers and sisters are hardly going to get excited about being driven into poverty by the BBB climate hoax insanity, just so some coastal swells could obtain indulgences from Gaia to excuse their private jets. And these sturdy, sensible folks from the hilltops and hollows of West Virginia are unlikely to be persuaded by the ravings of a pack of skeeves better suited to riding around in a panel van offering puppies and free candy to passing preteens. Probably a CNN panel van. Fact of the matter is that Joe Manchin did a huge favor to his Democrat caucus. There are a number of Democrats who were terrified to vote for it and equally terrified not to. So Joe Manchin took the heat. And a bunch of them facing death races next year sighed in relief when Joe drove a stake through the BBB's and Biden's heart last weekend. The fake stream legacy media insists that the bill is super ultra popular. And it is among the people that the fake stream legacy media types talk to, which is entirely Democratic politicians, Twitter blue checks, and other fake stream legacy media types. Among normal people, it's legislative leprosy. And the Dem reps who now have to run on voting for it in swing districts know it. They're all going, thanks, Nancy. This could, in fact, be the death knell for the entire Biden agenda, such as it is. His presidency is a total failure with COVID still rampant, the border open, inflation, and international humiliation. I mean, I think it's good that he's a failure. He's a bad person pushing bad policy. He's going to go down in history as a loser, which is proper because he is a loser. And will the Democrats in their fury drive Manchin out of their party? We should hope not. Better Manchin be Chuck's problem than Mitch's. The progressives will sputter and mutter in impotent fury about how now we're even more doomed than before to a global warming apocalypse, and Maserati Manchin will rev his engine and laugh. BBB was never about infrastructure. BBB was about building something else altogether. One of the things they wanted to do was look at your bank accounts. They've already got something in place to where they can look at your digital money accounts, right? Like if you take payments through Venmo or PayPal or something like that, they're going to now get notified of that if it's over $600. $600 seems to be their threshold. You know, it's not like you're moving tens of thousands of dollars around or carrying duffel bags full of cash in there like you might would if you were, say, Tony Montana from Scarface. But they want a bigger surveillance state. They want a bigger nanny state. They want a bigger state, period. And that's what BBB was all about. And now, I guess we won't be having that. Thanks to Joe Manchin. And I find it somewhat poetically, there's some poetic justice here. Because West Virginia is known for coal mining. And the Democrats hate coal mining. Well, they love it as long as it's, you know, powering their charging stations for the Teslas. But how poetically gratifying is it that the West Virginian senators give to Joe Biden and the rest of the progressive Marxists out there was a lump of coal? Merry Christmas, progressives. Use this to start your own funeral pyre. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Well, if you've been listening to anything besides me, because I have been talking about it, because I think it means nothing. I think it's not even a blip on the radar. Omicron is here, and with it comes death and destruction. Unless you cancel Christmas. Hide in your homes. Get all the boosters. Double mask. You got to demand to see negative COVID tests and proof of vaccination for anyone who darkens your doorstep. Any precautions, no matter how seemingly outlandish, these are justifiable to protect yourself from this new and terrifying variant. So it is anyway with a disturbingly large number of reporters and commentators in the corporate press, whose coverage and individual responses to COVID have become increasingly divorced from that of the rest of America. They actually believe it's a big deal. Even though they'll watch video of somebody going, the symptoms are like you're tired and maybe you have a scratchy throat and you're over them in 2 days. That doesn't seem very ominous to me. So if you watch CNN or read the New York Times, you'd think Omicron was the most deadly strain of the virus to date, poised to overwhelm hospitals and leave a trail of death behind it. To me, Omicron sounds more like one of the Decepticons. But I know it isn't. So I have to deal with the reality of it. And the reality, which most Americans have readily grasped, is just the opposite. Omicron appears to be the least dangerous strain of the virus yet. After 5 weeks of it in South Africa, where the variant first appeared, the news is encouraging. Mild to non-existent symptoms, hospitalization rates 9 times lower than previous surges, and extremely low rates of severe illness and death, even though only about a quarter of the population is vaccinated there in Africa. Here in the United States, only one person has died from the Omicron variant thus far. Even though Omicron cases accounted for nearly 3/4 of new infections nationwide last week. When Omicron was showing up, and we started locking down the borders and everything else, I was like, it's already here, you dimwits. It's already here. But, you know, I don't have a phone line to get into President Asterisk's office. So, it looks like we shouldn't have any closures, we shouldn't have any lockdowns. Well, that's what it looks like when you apply logic to it. Now, if you're a member of the fake stream legacy media, in that case, you're probably going to cancel your own birthday party, just like the Atlantic's Ed Yong did. Even though all of his birthday guests were vaccinated and boosted and probably would have been tested before showing up to his house, even with all of that, it was just too great a risk. I see Yong covers science. He won a Pulitzer Prize for his coverage of COVID. He's written too many stories about the pandemic to be dissuaded by mere data about Omicron. For him, isolation, masking indoors, eating outside, these are all normal and necessary, and really what everyone should be doing. If it's okay to eat outside, though, I do have a question. So if you're seated and you're eating outside, why do you have to be masked if you're walking around or in the car? I'm just asking. He's not alone. Former GOP communications director and CNN contributor Tara Setmeyer blurted out on Twitter last week that she hadn't been on a plane or gone to a movie since March 2020 and has only eaten indoors twice this entire time, even though her family is vaccinated and boosted. I, too, have not been on a plane since January of 2020. Not because I didn't want to get on a plane, but because everything got canceled. And what we've been doing and what we've been seeing and what keeps getting proposed to us isn't healthy. And it is not a sane response to the pandemic, especially not after nearly 2 years of COVID. Judging by how busy airports and movie theaters and restaurants are across the country, it's also not normal. It's borderline psychotic. Only people who have convinced themselves that the worst thing that could happen to them is to get COVID would go to these absurd lengths. I had COVID. I had COVID bad. I didn't know it was COVID. It didn't matter because it was tearing me up. Every time I coughed, it felt like my bronchial system was going to come out of my chest. Felt like a combination of a heavy dose of pneumonia and the flu. And I went to the doctors, and they didn't know what it was at the time. That's how early I had it. And then I got checked later when COVID was a new name, coronavirus. And, well, found those antibodies there. CNN's Chris Saliza confessed on Twitter last week that the Omicron surge has really hit him hard because it made him realize for the first time that the vaccines don't really prevent you from getting the virus and that they can never do what I had hoped, which is ensure no one I loved will become infected. COVID-19 is a... maybe on par with the flu. Maybe on par with the flu. When we do the forensic deep dive, when all of this frenzy is over, whenever that happens, we're going to find out how many people died, really died from COVID. Not from comorbidities. Okay? Not from underlying causes. You know, when you're in your 80s, your 70s, if you've been sick, if you've been struggling and everything else, if you catch the wrong thing, that triggers everything else. And then your system just can no longer, it's run itself into the ground trying to, you know, protect you. And then you're done. And it's the saddest thing in the world, but that doesn't make COVID as a, you know, if it's bundled with a bunch of other things affecting you, that doesn't make it the cause of death. That doesn't make it the cause of death. As Chris Saliza, first of all, if a vaccine would keep you from getting the disease and would keep you from spreading the disease. So calling the vaccine a vaccine is already, you're messed up. But imagine being so impervious to reality, to say nothing of science and data, or even just stories about COVID in the news, that you would still think in December 2021 that the COVID vaccines could prevent all your loved ones from getting infected. I mean, is he stupid or what? Saw this picture of a woman getting ready to fly on a plane. I'm not going to use her name on here because I'm not sure that it is actually FCC compliant. I'm flying today, but I'm not blanking about Omicron, Pfizer times 3, negative rapid test, natural immunity, N95 sealed to my face with surgical tape, secondary mask for displaying opinions, face shield, vinyl gloves, touchscreen gloves. Her little name. Dear God, get a life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
About 109 million Americans are expected to hit the roads and air between now and January 2nd. Travel experts saying the best time to travel is today after 7 p.m., while the worst time is between noon and 6 p.m. The worst days for travel will be from a couple of days after Christmas through New Year's Day. This as COVID cases continue to climb across the country. This airline traveler telling CNN she's doing the best she can to stay safe.
You can only do what you can do for yourself, you know, what everybody else is doing, you have no control over. So that's the scary part. Just, you know, want to go have fun and be safe and mask up.
At least four people are injured after a large explosion at an ExxonMobil refinery near Houston. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter has been found guilty of manslaughter for killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Potter always maintained she shot Wright by accident when he resisted arrest, mistaking her service weapon for a taser. The charges carry a maximum sentence of 15 years. Two new studies suggest the Omicron COVID variant could be much less likely to lead to severe illness than the Delta variant. Researchers at Scotland's University of Edinburgh finding the variant's risk of hospitalization is two-thirds that of Delta. A study out of South Africa, where the variant was first detected, indicated people with Omicron infections are 80% less likely to wind up in the hospital than those who contract other strains of the virus. It could be a great Christmas for someone. Saturday's giant Powerball jackpot stands at an even $400 million. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is, this is Lock and Load. The other day, there was an article that came out of Newsweek accusing us, the voters of Donald Trump, that if we don't see Donald Trump getting elected in 2024, that we would take up arms and attack. Attack what? I got no idea. But that's what we would do. And it was interesting because what they did was they found somebody out there that was talking that kind of stuff. And, I mean, there's lots of people talking that kind of stuff. And you know what? It might come to that. However, I don't think it will come to that because of anything that conservatives do. Let me fill this in. The other day, in an interview with NBC News, Hillary Pantsuit Clinton went public with a warning. Or maybe a dog whistle to the Democrats on the left. And it might be an instance of Hillary's mouth running ahead of her brain, but I wouldn't count on it. She is a coldly calculating woman, and that's actually one of her better qualities. She suggested that if Trump or someone of his ilk is elected president in 2024, then American democracy is kaput. Actually, that would be the result of American democracy in action, where it didn't actually go the way the Democrats wanted to go and where they didn't. You know, now everybody that's awake and eyes wide open and got a few mechanisms in place that, you know, you don't hear too much about, but they're there. For them to steal this now would be impossible. Knowing the conceits and delusions that infect her intended audience, her suggestion might not seem ludicrous, because her side listens to her, so her words carry weight. And her words were verbatim, "I think that could be the end of our democracy. Not to be too pointed about it, but I want people to understand that this could be a make-or-break point. If he or someone of his ilk were once again to be elected president, especially if he had a Congress that would do his bidding, you will not recognize our country." Well, yes, you wouldn't recognize the country, because a lot of things would go back to the way they're supposed to be, not the way the Democrats want it to be. And when I say the Democrats, I don't mean the rank-and-file Democrats that are out there just being Democrats and maybe sort of, kind of, want to see the same thing happen. It's just the way they get there that's the difference. I mean the Marxists. I mean the progressives. Hillary's inference is that if Trump or DeSantis, the most likely GOP nominee, should Trump not run, wins the presidency in a Democratic and presumably fair election, nonetheless, and has the backing of an elected Republican Congress, then the nation has arrived at a make or break point. That's something they said during Lincoln's election in 1860. Democrats, again, they were saying that. But unlike then, today, secession isn't on the table. Because modern Democrats are very much enthralled by leftism, and they're not for separation. They're into seizure and dominance. The last century plus of communism, along with a period of kindred German and Italian fascism, is ample witness to all of that. Progressivism is morphing into a paler shade of communism or fascism. And they haven't decided which, and they straddle both. And the Great Reset might be the decider, but Hillary's projecting, as they always do. Just like the, when that Newsweek thing was out there, when that Newsweek article was out there, that was them projecting. Because it's not the conservatives that they want a civil war. We would end it. We would win it. But we don't want it. It's Democrats who are intent on driving a stake through democracy's heart. And facts are stubborn things. And charges persist that Democrat chicanery fixed the 2020 presidential contest. And we've seen enough evidence to know that Joe Biden didn't win 81 million votes. I mean, you can see it right now. If you think Joe Biden won 81 million votes and 60% of his voting bloc doesn't want him to run again, I'll sit here and I'll let you try to convince me that that's actually the case. That's what you really believe. Because most of the time when it's your guy, you notice how nobody, except a few squish Republicans in the House, are out there, and a few squishes in the Senate as well, are out there disavowing Trump. Last year's presidential sweepstakes were corrupted comprehensively, as we're learning. Election night fixes in Democrat jurisdictions like Milwaukee, Detroit, Philadelphia, Fulton County, Georgia were Act Two. Go check out Molly Hemingway's book, Rigged: How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. Act One began long before any ballot stuffing occurred. And then there's H.R. 1 for the People Act, which is an attempt at legislated elections theft. So, what will the radicalizing Democrat base draw from Hillary's words? That the results of a free and fair election aren't to be abided? Well, apparently not if the Democrats lose. A Democrat defeat in 2024 and the 2022 midterms as prelude dooms the country. And where's the recourse that she leaves the Democrats should the unwashed American first masses elevate Trump or DeSantis to the presidency? Masses that would surely include lots of independents, more Hispanics, and perhaps another uptick in support among black males. Democrats have been playing a zero-sum game since at least Trump's declaration for a presidency in 2015. And Hillary's words conform accordingly. Democracy encompasses more than how we select and organize the government. It's that, but it's much more. And it covers values, bedrock principles, and beliefs about what America is or should be. So goes the logic if Republicans assume control of the national government in January 2025, they'll destroy all that we believe in or live by. If they end democracy, as Hillary says, then the normal mechanisms for redress and change, which is elections, because that's what they want to do, disappear. And what's left? Well, rebellion, armed conflict, war, government overthrow. Does that seem implausible? In the context of the time? No, it doesn't seem implausible, but these guys haven't faced anybody yet. I mean, BLM, Antifa, they haven't really faced anybody. They've been facing a lot of people like themselves, and they have been bolstered by numbers. You know. They had a couple of things that were working for them after Biden's election, but the mostly peaceful protests stopped, except in Portland, where Antifa's either stuck on autopilot or a time loop. And having spent a year trashing and defunding police, they are discovering that loosing crime is easier than stopping. Ask San Francisco Mayor London Breed about that. So, look at everything they've been doing to the January 6th Commission, the COVID tyranny that they pushed since February 2020. Biden's go at vax tyranny is sputtering, but the frail president gave it another go in an address to the nation on Tuesday. And yet, with straight faces, Hillary and the other Democrats will tell you that Republicans intend to waylay democracy and render the country unrecognizable if they get their hands on power in 2025. I got bad news for you. The country's already unrecognizable. I saw a picture in the New York Post the other day of a transgender man who gave birth. So we got a dude with a goatee, mustache, everything else, but with a woman's reproductive organs given birth. I was mightily confused by all of this. But that's the projection. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Right now in the U.S. of A., there are, there's 32,000 plus full-time so-called journalists in the United States today. If you were counting. Sometimes I count. And what you have is an army of thought police. And they have a microphone the size of Mount Everest. And if anybody tries to get a message past this de facto ministry of propaganda for the elites, this monster that Congress shall make no law has created, that person will be shouted down. No one except a few billionaires, who will be trillionaires in less than a decade, has sufficient media power to be heard over the din of this politically empowered institution, the mind-raping elite media. Now let's just say you disagree with the constant pressure to be gay. And I'm just using that as an example. Let's say you think the gay lifestyle is a corrupt way to live, as it has been seen throughout most of history. But you don't have the media power to oppose the message of the elites. They will brand you as a homophobe, and you are powerless to oppose it. They will use their massive media might to drown out your message. And if you continue to oppose them and the political correctness they spew at you, you risk losing your job, your career, your livelihood. America has become 100% top-down. And that's a thing. That is definitely a thing. 0% bottom up. And in North Carolina, for example, in the last senatorial race between Cal Cunningham and Tom Tillis, and these, you know, being a senator pays a lot of money, but I know a lot of guys in my industry that make three times what a United States senator makes. And none of them had to invest what these guys invest in an election. But in this last race between Cunningham and Tillis, they spent $250 million between the two of them. Hillary Clinton spent $1.4 billion to be president. Donald Trump spent about $400 million, which, you know, that's still a lot of money, but it's, you know, she spent three times as much. For every dollar he spent, she was spending three. And the problem here is that when that kind of money is involved, and when you got that kind of money coming in, then you become sort of a, you know, you're sort of a, you become sort of a slave to the money. So the people you say that you're representing, you're not representing them. You're representing that $250 million. And what has happened is simple, because the empowerment of institution is the oldest trick in the political law playbook. Congress shall make no law has created a ruling press corps. But institutions have the same problem as human beings. They want more power. They always want more power. And what has happened is what Vice President Spiro Agnew alluded to when he said unchecked power. Everyone is subjected to the power of the media. And this empowered institution has inevitably become an imperious elite that constantly punches down at the American people. And as they're punching down, they're looking down at you. And they're saying, you are a deplorable ignoramus. You are a slobbering troglodyte. You are a vicious racist. You are an unenlightened bigot. And all the time they're doing that, they're punching down. Constant demonization of the American people. Constant humiliation of you because they can be heard and you can't. Unchecked power has created a permanent elite that hate you. And if you hate them back, they use their massive media might to define you as a hater, and they revel in your powerlessness. You become what they say you are, and there is no way to fight them. Now, the billionaires recognize the power of the media, and they use it to their advantage. Michael Bloomberg, being no fool, owns Bloomberg News. He has his own little media arm. Do you really think Bloomberg News puts out the news? Jeff Bezos, another millionaire who is the best bet to become the first man to break the trillionaire glass ceiling, owns the Washington Post. They can be heard. You can't. To them, you're just too stupid and unenlightened to see the future, which serves them. It never serves you. But progressivism is 100% elitism and 100% cowardice. Because they never challenge real power and forces you to change to suit its ever-increasing power and your ever-increasing irrelevance. They simply get out there and put out this proposition that you have no rights, no representation, and no voice. But they never come out and challenge you face-to-face. In some respects, it's worse now in America for average Alan and average Ann than it was about 100 years ago for the average Ivan and the average Svetlana in Russia under the Tsar. Tsar Nicholas II, the last Russian Tsar before the upheaval, had a secret police force working for him called the Okhrana. But the last Russian Tsar was a lightweight when it came to tyranny. His Okhrana never had 37,000 employees like the FBI now has, which is an army of secret police, which proves once again the lesson of tyranny, the lesson of history. That's the way tyranny works. The only problem with tyranny is the people that you would be tyrannical towards always instinctively know what freedom is. They always instinctively look for freedom. It's like a plant trying to go to the sun when the sun comes out. The plant notices the sun and turns that way to enjoy the splendor of that solar nourishment. And so it is with freedom. But there's also another silver lining to this, because tyranny will work until it doesn't anymore. Over the course of time, tyranny has been overthrown on every level, some way, somehow, on every level. Whether you want to look at the French Revolution, where it really went dark. I mean, that was almost medieval what was happening during the French Revolution. But in the end, the Soviet Union. I mean, Putin, he's still out there. He still wants to do the same things they used to do. But it's not going to be as easy as it used to be. Now all they can do is hold the rest of Europe hostage for energy, which they'll do. Putin will do it. We had a mechanism in place where we could have completely disrupted his whole plans because we were energy independent, but we don't have that now. We haven't. We lost that about a year ago. So on the one hand, you have the weak-kneed Queeslings that are the Democrats that are out there trying to appease Gaia, trying to create a new monetary denomination or a new unit of currency, if you will, trying all these things to do things to get you to fall for it so that they can cement their power, while at the same time, they give up every single trapping of what was a military advantage, of what was the class of the planet when it came to military action. We just gave that all away, just let it go all the way. Now our military, or the leadership of the military, they're looking for members of the KKK within the ranks, when they should be looking for a way to defeat the Chinese. They should be looking for a way to, if they have to face the Russians, they should be looking for a way if they have to face ISIS again. But no. But we do know what intersectionality is within the ranks. Coming up next, Paloma Cabana has been at it again. She has been doing some writing and some other things, and I just wanted to bring her in just to let you know what she's got going on. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.